FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A woman's been killed in a tete near Shaka's Kraal after being run over and shot. Police are currently on the scene on the R102 where the crime took place a short while ago. IPSS spokesperson Sam Merrick says they responded to reports of a shooting in the area, adding that witnesses have been speaking to emergency personnel about what happened.
A woman walking along the R102 was struck by a motorist who, after crashing into another vehicle, returned to shoot the woman before fleeing. Sadly, the woman was declared deceased on scene. KDMN SAPS were on scene and will investigate the matter further.
The parents of a Wentworth teenager who was killed while walking home from school say all they want is closure. Leighton Finn was gunned down in June last year. In a Durban court yesterday, suspect Dondre Addison pleaded not guilty to shooting Leighton. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Addison said he knew nothing about the murder as he was asleep in his grandmother's house. But an eyewitness claimed to have seen the 18-year-old run up to the schoolboy and pull the trigger multiple times. Leighton's father, Tyron, left the courtroom during the testimony, telling Newswatch later that it's difficult to relive the trauma of his son's death.
It's hard to even explain. You know, I always picture daily what happened to my kid and to go through this again, knowing how innocent a kid he was.
Leighton's mother, Gail Franks, hopes her son's death will help pave the way for change in Wentworth.
He was Wentworth. People are frightened because their lives are in danger. As the witness said, if they know who he is, they could have came, went to his house and shot him.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says they're reinforcing police deployments to crime hotspots ahead of the festive season.
Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and Eastern Cape are always prioritized in terms of resources, be it new boots on the ground.
Masemola was briefing the media yesterday on their anti-crime drives. He says since May, law enforcement operations have netted over 900,000 suspects. Masemola says they've seen a decrease in cash in transit heists.
We have arrested 97 CIT suspects. That include ATM bombers. There are 18 AK-47 automatic rifles that has been seized for the same period. And 35 vehicles that were used in CITs were also recovered.
Sean Diddy Combs has been accused in a new lawsuit of drugging and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old boy. It relates to an allegation dating back to 2005 in a hotel in New York City. A second case accuses the rapper of assaulting a 17-year-old. His lawyers have denied the claims. They're the latest in a wave of lawsuits in which accusers allege they were assaulted over the last two decades. And finally, life-saving South Africa has praised the lifeguards who rescued a Canadian tourist at Durban's North Beach. The diver nearly drowned due to a strong rip current caused by high winds. Teams were captured on video deploying rescue boards and an inflatable boat in strong waves to bring the man to shore over the weekend. That is what life-saving is saying.
As far as we're concerned, we were hoping that anybody that was bathing would bathe between the red and yellow flags, between the bathing beacons. Because if you within those bathing beacons, then you are probably in the safer spot that the lifeguards would have established along the beach. If it's outside of that, then obviously one would put themselves at huge risk.
Recap of our lead story. A woman has been killed in a tete near Shaka's Kraal after being run over and shot. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.